A compilation of comments on a number of topics. 1. The news that the Snowbird's 431 Air Demonstration Squadron is cleared to resume flying is good news for the team's fans all over Canada and beyond. While this year's season ended abruptly, safety was the prime concern, and now that the cause of the recent pause has been determined, efforts will turn to preparing for a full season in 2023. It will be a grand sight to see the Tudors soon return to home base at 15 Wing. Before next season begins, the delayed 50th anniversary reunion celebration is currently scheduled for late October. Imagine the stories and shared notes of inspiration that will be shared from those first 50 years. The late Col O.B. Philp would be so proud. Bright skies and safe flights to the Snowbirds team. 2. Well done once again to the members and friends of the Moose Jaw Cycle Association after the recent toy run for the Salvation Army. Spectators who watched the long line of motorcycles moving up Main Street and then to the Salvation Army expressed their pleasure in the size of the turnout and the overwhelming contributions of toys and cash for the Christmas campaign of the Salvation Army. Lives of hundreds of Moose Jaw children will be positively impacted by the generosity of the motorcycle community. 3. Call them community suppers, fall suppers or foul suppers, but whatever the name, those suppers appear to returning in force according to a Facebook site devoted entirely to such fall gatherings. That miserable COVID pandemic shut the community hall and church doors to those of us who were raised on turkey suppers cooked and served by volunteers and eaten in the company of friends and strangers, a true Saskatchewan tradition. So far we have 3 marked on our calendar as ones we plan to attend. There are at least 2 others scheduled on the same day. What a shame we can't make them all, but we will definitely enjoy the bounty of fresh food placed before us. The dates I have found so far include October 2, Cosmo Center in Moose Jaw, Eyebrow Supper in the Community Hall and Morse Museum Supper in the Community Hall in Morse, October 22, Tougaisk at the Community Center, and October 23, Rowletta Civic Center. Undoubtedly there will be other dates announced in the near future. Watch for posters on bulletin boards near you and browse the Foul Supper Facebook page. And please drop me a note for other suppers planned nearby. If there's plenty of dark meat, a vegetable other than turnips and some homemade pumpkin or sour cream raisin pie, we might just see you on the circuit. Joyce Walter can be reached at ronjoy@sasktel.net. The views expressed in this column are solely those of the author and do not necessarily reflect those of Moose Jaw Today, the Moose Jaw Express, its management, or its subsidiaries.